It's time for our family message today as we open our hearts and celebrate our love for God. You know, during these times where we've been together with family or together within our homes, it's created a little learning curve for a lot of us. Speaking about our graduates can speak to this quite well. Have you ever tried to learn something new and found it difficult? How about when you were quite young? I know teaching my grandson to tie your shoes. That's a most difficult task for tiny hands. I can't imagine that you had to try over and over again to tie a strong bow that wouldn't slip. We have to discover this on our own, and it takes practice. Oftentimes, we are discouraged. For some time now, I have wanted to learn about Facebook, and I've been trying to learn how to put up a post, and I've read the directions, I've tried to make a meaningful post, and sometimes there, especially early on, I would make a mistake and make a mess out of it and have to start all over. This is one of my goals while we're having this pandemic and being inside, of wanting to learn something new and coming into the learning curve, oftentimes being discouraged. In the Bible, though, the Apostle Paul talks about learning how to become a good Christian. He found it difficult and said he was not perfect, but he pressed on. He gives advice and says to forget the things which are behind and stretch forward to the things that are before. To learn something new, we need to learn from our mistakes, then leave them behind and keep trying to improve and move ahead. Whether it's learning to tie your shoes, learning to send a post on Facebook, or learning the next level on Star Wars Lego game set, or learning how to spell new words, or learning how to be kind, or learning how to throw a ball or jump a rope. Be positive and keep working toward your goal. Not one of us is perfect. We are all trying to be the people God intends for us to be. The Bible reminds us this. That is, it is our high calling. Let us pray. Oh God, we thank you for giving us things to learn and endowing within us to be lifelong learners. We celebrate the accomplishments of these who have been learning for some time now and have come to a place of competence, and congratulations, they have passed the course. And we celebrate with our graduates now. We open our hearts that you would keep on after us, no matter how old we are, that we too have much to learn about you and your ways. Teach us your truth. In Jesus' name, amen.